Good morning, Gloucester. It is GloucesterCast 312. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hungover participants this morning.
Well, speak for yourself.
I resemble that remark.
Resemble would be accurate. This is Christmas Eve. Yep. And we're here at the dock. We have our we have some Irish whiskey to get little hair of the dog.
Hopefully a hair on my head.
That's lost cause.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Lost cause right there.
From this vantage point, it's not gonna happen.
When the sun comes in the window just at the right angle, you have to worry, you could be blinded for life.
On behalf of all the bald people out there, I apologize.
There you go.
It's very insensitive, Joe. I want to speak to your HR representative.
Well, Alicia Cox isn't here.
You're not an employee. Suck it up, cupcake. Get abused like the rest of us. Jesus. We've been here for years.
Independent contractor.
I like her already.
We got Ralph.
We were supposed to have you on next Sunday, not this Sunday.
No, Monday. Yeah,
Monday. Tuesday.
We got Ralph DiGiorgio here this morning.
Bah humbug.
We got Bill Cox with us.
Good morning.
Michael Codias, Gloucester, Massachusetts, participant in the Most Eligible Bachelor. We will get to that in a little bit.
Morning, Joey. Good morning, Gloucester.
Melissa Cox is with us. Fresh from your ear is.
You're twisted.
Your ear is not the first person to tell me that.
Your ear is where your nose is supposed to be.
I think Ralph.
How much did you have to drink?
I think Bill might have had something to do with that. He might have knocked her ears sideways when he was this morning when they had a little something.
Breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast. Breakfast in bed.
We saw them at breakfast and dinner.
Yeah.
Look at that. Melissa and Bill.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's right.
It would have been more awkward if you saw us at lunch since we ate at home.
Stalkers. Chris McCarthy is with us.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gloucester. Happy birthday, Joe.
Kim is with us, and she brought me a very, very thoughtful Ryan and Wood Distillery, their new malt whiskey from the first barrel. So we're very appreciative of that.
You're welcome. What barrel number?
160, number 4.
Nice.
Very nice, right?
That's my handwriting. Wait.
I think that's your handwriting, is it?
Is there any special message on it?
Yeah, is there a special message?
You
want to
look?
It says, Joey, you are the sexiest human being on the planet. Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not my handwriting.
It looks like Chris's, actually.
It might have been Chris's, that's right.
I think it looks like Kim's.
It might be Kim's.
Oh, geez, yeah.
I hate being hungover. I'm like, I have that 10-second built-in delay this morning.
Yeah.
It's not quickly. Normally he's quick.
It was really awkward because he was actually peeing first thing this morning, so he didn't realize he was still in bed.
10-second delay. Oh, goodness gracious.
We need to
recognize Ralph brought pastries from Cafe Cecilia. Chris brought quiche from Cape Ann Coffee, and Melissa brought her. This is the second year in a row I think you brought me the biscotti with the chocolate dipped almond biscotti. Fantastic with the coffee, by the way. Thank you so much.
Very good, Melissa. Very good.
Mm. Delicious.
Yummy. Yeah. Kim was going to bring me coffee, but she forgot.
She ignored your text.
She didn't get one.
How rude.
Yeah. It came after the no thanks, we don't need any donuts.
She did ask if I wanted donuts. Last night, we spent some time recognizing and going and to support our friend Mickey LaFada and Suzanne LaFada's. They lost their son to horrible complications of diabetes in Gloucester.
How old was he?
18 years old.
Wow.
Very, so really loved kid, like ton of friends. And he was a hockey player. They went to Masconomet High School. And Gloucester hosted a memorial. This is the second year now. Mm-hmm. Second year?
Did they do it last year?
I think they did.
Well,
I think
it was the first year here.
First year here.
They had a hockey game, Gloucester versus Masco, and there was a huge crowd there supporting, in remembrance of him. And so Mick and Suzanne have established a scholarship in the son's name to go to a senior hockey player that exemplifies goodwill, a love of hockey, and a hard work ethic. Because I was listening, right? Because it's like, you know, those things sum up, like Mickey. You know what I mean? Like Mickey's that kind of a guy, hardworking, very, you know, nice guy and everything else. So, hats off to the family for, and hats off to Gloucester for hosting, you know, them and stuff like that.
It was a great, great turnout. Raised a lot of money.
They had a silent auction.
Silent auction, and then all the proceeds at the door were donated. Yeah. And then there was a 50-50 raffle as well.
Yeah.
It was just, and it was, the place was just jam packed. It was great.
I hadn't been in that facility for a while, but that's a nice rink.
It is. It's very well designed the way they did it. It's a little, you know, it needs a little upkeeping, updating, but it's a beauty. It's old, you know.
But yeah, like, but everything the else. Actual rink, but the way itself, it was designed, glass is spotless. Yeah. You know, a lot of times you go into those hockey rinks and the glass is all marked up and stuff like that.
Stop
you
could, licking on it.
You can see it's a great it's a way that you come in off the ground level and then it dips down stadium. To the ice stadium seating, so everybody has a good seat. It's a nice place to watch a game.
Very good. So we had fun there. The day started out Ralph, Chris, and I at George's
coffee shop.
The pancake.
What do you recommend there? So you had,
you know, you could throw everything. A dot at that menu.
And get
we had the one-eyed Josephs.
The one-eyed Justins.
One-eyed Justin, sorry.
One-eyed Josephs.
10 seconds.
What is that? What is the one-eyed Justin?
So it, basically it's a toast.
Right.
And they cut a hole in the middle of it. And they fry the egg right in the middle. Then they, you know, flip it over.
Oh, what's unique is they actually give you the piece they cut out of the toast.
Yeah,
put the piece of toast. That's cute.
Yeah,
it was good.
Little bonus.
The eyeball.
And the eyeball.
Very so Joe nice. And I had that, and Chris had the
three eggs, poached eggs.
Poached eggs and hash.
And so, then me and Ralph split a pancake, too. The pancakes
the pancakes are ginormous.
I think it was like 48 inches diameter or something like that.
Manhole covers.
So
go to Joe's blog to see what Ralph actually did with the pancake.
We didn't post that picture.
Basically, I made a tortilla out of it and just rolled four eggs in it and rolled it up and ate it. I didn't. It was delicious.
The day before, Chris and I went to Mom's Kitchen for breakfast, and I got the sausage biscuits and gravy, which are fantastic. So I woke up, Ralph says, "Where are we going for breakfast tomorrow, Mom?" So I says, "I got the kids." He's like, go with the guys. Go have a, you know, I'll take care of the kids and then come back afterwards. So I wake up in the morning and I go, I got to go. I go, what time is it? She goes, oh my God, you slept in. She goes, you got to get in the shower. I go, okay. She goes, what are you going to order today? Are you going to get sausage? She gave me the guilt. After she told me, gave me the green light to go, she gave me the guilt trip to order that I was going to get another sausage, biscuits, and gravy. So I made the mistake of posting the picture of Ralph with the big pancake and everything like that. And his wife, she got on me a little bit. She says, put the fork down.
Walk up for back real. Away come from the table.
From the pancake.
So now, that being said, my wife had me doing laps around Good Harbor Beach yesterday afternoon.
You were sitting in a chair while she walked the dog. That's Ralph's form of exercise. I must say, I moved here in March, and I think I've gained at least 25 pounds.
No, you have not.
I swear to God.
It looks more like 35.
I got the Gloucester 25.
It's 70.
I'm a freshman here in Gloucester, and I got the Gloucester 25.
He gained it, lost it, gained it again.
There's no place that has this many great breakfast places as we are.
No.
We have no
and drinking breakfast. Establishments, too.
And wonderful places to go.
Well, if you
for
can't
dinner.
Drink with breakfast, what good is breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, here we are this morning having whiskey.
It's a drinking town.
At 9:35 in the morning, Keisham whiskey.
I have a question. Has anybody ever been to a restaurant called Capone's?
Oh, in Peabody?
Yeah, Peabody.
I've never eaten
that.
It's a pickup joint.
Kim, how long have you been here? Peabody.
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 Peabody. Peabody was a little character on a cartoon.
Sherman Peabody.
Sherman Peabody.
You know why? Because I pass it all the time, and it's like totally, it's like no one there ever, like during the day. But then if you drive by there at night, it's, you
they
know.
They still have live music there.
Yes, the live music. It's all lit up. There's the parking lot's filled with Cadillacs.
It's a pickup joint.
I was there about four or five years ago, and it seemed like the clientele hadn't got out of the 80s. Their best days were in the 80s.
Vince in the front, party in the back.
And they're still...
Joe, our best days were in the 80s.
No, absolutely.
Hey, speak for yourself. Yeah. Okay?
Not the fastest, you know, running in...
aspire to be better.
The most eligible bachelor.
Eligible bachelor, exactly.
I just can't believe we're drinking whiskey at 9:30 in the morning. Can't pass the
bottle. I have Sunday.
Can't pass the bottle on that.
9:35, Ralph.
I need to fill up.
Really? It's noon.
The only reason we're doing this is because it's a holiday podcast.
Let's do a little polar swim.
Yeah, we need to practice.
Preview.
Polar swim?
Polar.
Polar.
The polar bear swim.
You should have done the hot chocolate with the peppermint schnapps this one.
So,
yeah. If it's high tide, we'll jump off the bridge. The creek bridge.
At low tide.
No, at high tide.
Well, that's awkward.
So we had the Gloucester's Most Eligible Bachelor contest this past week. Mike Coderre versus hometown hero Chris DeWolf. And at first, Chris DeWolf came out with an early big lead. Big lead. Yeah. And then Coderre started creeping back. I think if there was more time, that the results would have evened out a little bit more. But Chris, being the local guy growing up here, knows that. If you graded this on a curve, taking in the factor that Mike was from out of town and really doesn't know a ton of people, Chris DeWolf should actually be embarrassed for his results.
Well, yeah, when people meet me, it's often stranger danger is the first.
And if Mike had more time to vote for himself, he would have at least gotten a couple hundred more votes.
I was wondering why I saw you on the library hopping from computer to computer.
And actually, what speaks volumes is that it's Sunday morning,
children pulling.
And Chris DeWolf is not here.
Right.
And I am here, so he must be getting after it. And I just came from church.
Well, the reason being is because he won the most eligible bachelor, and he has women calling him left and right.
His line
and
is
you
lit.
Have nothing else to do to be here with us.
But as Mike's agent, I am filing a motion. We think that there might have been some voter
malfeasance.
Voter fraud involved. So we are taking this to the highest
court. No, it's fine. No, no.
And what do you base that off of?
It's all good.
There were people voting that shouldn't have been voting. We have proof that the polls had closed, but yet votes were still coming in.
Wow.
Are you going to do a most eligible bachelorette?
We are.
I feel like we're in Florida.
We're taking nominations.
Okay.
We are taking in nominations. I was talking to Kate about this, and I actually think coming in second is way more beneficial, because you can use this line. Hi, my name is Mike Coderre. I'm Gloucester's second most eligible bachelor. And that's way more interesting than being the winner.
I came in second. You don't have to tell them that there are only two people.
Right.
Runner-up.
I was runner-up.
First runner-up.
Second is the first loser.
Yeah.
And just for the record, can we not talk about Kate today, seeing how she backed into my car and damaged it? And now I have to get a new car.
Yeah.
She's pulling out. The sun, you see how the sun was coming. Yeah. So Ralph's got to get a new vehicle.
Have to get
you know
what?
Joe has a lot of insurance.
Oh, he does?
So, yeah,
can I put it to his insurance?
Yeah, file it, please.
I don't know. We're going to have to get an assessment.
Yeah.
Well, something really weird happened to me last night. Liv and I were driving down 133 near, you know, the White Elephant?
Yep.
And along that kind of dark stretch along there. And something hit us from the side. Like, it shook the car.
Probably
and went, like, thunk.
Really?
And
deer.
And we both just got, like, chills up and down our arms. And we got out of the car. And
that's
we
a
looked,
piping clover.
And there was
piping clover.
Definitely a piping clover.
There's no mark on my
drunk.
Car. We can't have nice things.
It was a drunk punk piping clover.
It was really scary. We drove back to because I was worried I hit
what
a person
if it was
or something like that. Yeah. There's nothing dead in the
what
road.
What color is your car?
It's green, like.
Because I saw they were running an Amber Alert.
They were
freaking hit and run.
No,
hit and run in Essex.
No, we went back and checked because I was worried about. about that, but there's no dead deer.
All I know is they're going to. And when you hear the sirens coming down the street.
Yeah, we're going to check your trunk, Kim. We're going to check your trunk.
Olivia, was
look for the marks, blood marks. You're going to have to do a DNA testing.
Olivia already thought of that. She goes, do you think somebody's in the trunk, Mom? We're holding the flashlight up in the trunk.
That'd be a scene out of, like, Goodfellas.
I was only looking last night. I forgot to look this morning. I looked over. Uh-huh. It was dark. That was so dark. I couldn't really tell.
That's interesting.
Well, I bet you that had to be a deer.
Always a lobster. Could have been a lobster.
Rampant lobster. So yesterday was when we were at George's for breakfast. We ran into Melissa and Bill Cox, who told us about a perfect opportunity for the blog to go cover the bottling of the malt whiskey that they had produced, and so we got to go over there. And how did you guys get involved with that?
We've been doing it with them on occasion. You see that?
It's not distracting at all, is it?
Can you drink some more whiskey? Because maybe it'll slow you down.
Where were you?
We did it about 5 years ago. And we've done it off and on with them. Actually, so we met Bob Ryan and Kathy when we were planning our wedding.
Is this
we
a
wanted
long story?
To shut up.
How long
it
is this?
Get that thing. You gotta get that thing.
We met them way back when they first started because we wanted to do wedding favors with their alcohol, but obviously not the full bottle.
Right, yeah.
Because
you go broke.
Would have been not cost affordable. So,
Chris is falling asleep.
I am not sitting between these two next time. It's like I didn't do anything.
Can you grab me that pillow?
We've been doing it with them. Oh my God. No.
I'm not touching that pillow.
We need to pick Kim. You need to take a picture of this.
So anyway,
pillow.
We've done it with them before. It was great. Will you shut up?
Let her finish.
I swear to God, I'm going to ban you.
From Gloucester?
From Gloucester.
Oh, thank God. It took me less than a year. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. But is there much left?
I'm sorry that my life is so boring.
No, he's teasing.
Oh, time's up. Next topic.
Anyway, so it was a blast, and we got to do the bottling with some friends of ours that hadn't done it before, and it's just so much fun. That family is just fabulous, and I love hanging out with them.
They do a lot for the town.
Yeah.
Great ambassadors for the city. Very involved with Discover Gloucester, right?
Yes, definitely.
Very involved.
Suck it.
So now, this is not, we're going to have to put, I'm going to have to go in and edit the ratings for iTunes, because if you swear on a podcast and you don't mark it as explicit, they can take your podcast down.
All because of Melissa. No!
You never hear us swear on this
fucking
show.
You never hear it.
So last night we had the good fortune to run into Melissa and Bill twice at Topside. We went after the game.
Yes.
Where we had a pickle pizza.
Pizza.
Yes.
That's Bill's
pickle
invention.
Pickle pizza.
Was that your
thing? You're the one who challenged Doug?
Yes. I'd been on him when we go do trivia there on Wednesday nights, and the North Shore Eats on Facebook has had people posting pickle pizza pictures. God, I might need some more whiskey.
Give Bill some more whiskey. Pickle pizza, pizza.
And then I've actually had people from other friends from across the country posting pictures of pickle pizza.
Yeah.
It was
outstanding. Yeah. It was outstanding.
Sour? Is it sweet gherkins? What's the... Is it
sour. Dill.
Dill pickles. And then what else?
I think traditionally you're supposed
dill.
To use the round, but since they only use spears, they just chop the spears up. And
I enjoyed it.
It was good.
Scampi, a garlic scampi sauce.
No
garlic.
Yeah, garlic, olive oil, and some dill. It was a great... We had it for an appetizer. It was perfect complement.
We had a great... time we sitting did. At that bar. Yeah.
There were so many people had birthdays.
They have
it's just such a confluence.
Everybody's birthday.
Last night.
There was a lot of inappropriate talk.
Yes.
Now tell me the truth. Tell me that symbol on the beer can did not look like a urethra?
No, uterus.
Uterus.
Urethra. A urethra.
It did. It looked like a uterus. Bill agreed.
Jesus. It looked like an upside down tulip. You need to get your mind.
Hello,
same thing. I saw a bell. I saw a bell.
Sounds like the end of the fallopian tube, Joey.
The fallopian tube.
Oh my God! I mean, why do people listen to this shit?
What about those dolphins?
There you go again.
Oprah.
You know why?
Oprah.
You know why I keep,
you know why I keep going back is because there are two bartenders there that really make it a fun night. Val and
Tyler.
Tyler.
And you said that you last night you told them that you were going to compare and contrast their bartending styles. Chris McCarthy said this. So go ahead. Compare and contrast.
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that. And yeah. Because you wanted to see, you were pitting them against each other to see who could give you better service.
Are you done with this story?
Is it going to take long?
I'm done.
Is it going to take long?
Yes. I'd like to now hand it over to Melissa. Melissa?
Static.
Well,
I think Melissa doesn't have a baseball bat.
You were talking to Val. You know Val?
Yeah, she's a
great bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, I mean, that's why I like sitting at the bar.
I like all staff at Topside.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know
really
the others
good,
as well.
It's a good bar you can go to, have an inexpensive dinner that's really good, with really good service, and it's fun. It's like,
yeah.
It's a fun atmosphere. It is definitely a fun atmosphere. It's not sterile. You know what I mean? There's some places you go that's like a sterile atmosphere.
Yeah.
Not there.
No. So we were all at the bar, really loud. Chris yells at me from across the bar. You heard that.
Well,
from the bathroom.
Actually, I was down the street. And I heard him yell, Melissa!
And I turned around and I apologized to the couple that were having dinner. And I said,
I hope
you really weren't planning on having a quiet dinner. And like, no, we love this place. It's always fun. You never know what you're going to get, which is.
Yeah.
It's topside.
You can't sit
great.
At the bar if you don't expect,
a loud,
I really felt like Norm last night when I walked in and you screamed my name. Like,
I apologize. On behalf of everyone who dined at the Topside last night between the hours of 6 and 9-ish, if I
stepped
said
over
anything
the line.
Wrong, if I stepped over the line, I apologize.
I don't know what it is with your family.
Isn't that step one?
That's
not
right.
His entire
apologies.
His entire family likes to degrade restaurants.
All right, what else you got, Joe?
What else you got?
I want, seeing as we're a week away from the new year, I want Melissa to run down what the new bag ban is. What do we need to know?
So January 1st.
And everybody's had a year to know about this.
Yes, the law passed over a year ago, and there was a 2018, basically, plus a few months, were the delay into enforcement.
Grace period.
So, yes. So, use up what you have, styrofoam, plastic bags. The plastic bag ban, so they both start January 1st, 2019. The plastic bag ban is on the flimsy, single-use bags. Anything over 2.25 mil can still be used and bought. And then the polystyrene is anything used for food or service. So those are the two key terms. So
polystyrene can be used or can't be used?
Cannot be used. So
okay.
The clamshells, the beverage cups, and I noticed that Dunk's already switched over to the paper cups.
Really?
A lot of people are switching over prior to the January 1st deadline. If there is a hardship on January 1st, if there's a hardship to your business, you can apply for a single six-month waiver.
Wow.
And that is it.
Yeah. So what about containers like this?
Plastic
containers.
It's recyclable.
Okay.
Or
we just
reusable.
Ask
Well, I had a question. I've used that 8 times to carry my cat's shit. Joking.
I thought the chocolate tasted good.
The biscotti. I think it was the almonds. I got a little hint of cat shit.
A little bit of corn in there.
Yeah.
That's where the hair came from.
This is something people ask me about all the time. So, you know that when you're putting fruit in a plastic bag?
Yes.
So what about those bags?
Those are not banned.
Is that because they're recyclable?
Well, no, it's because there's not really a replacement. type of replacement for that. So those are used for meat, vegetables, those kind of things. A lot of people do buy their own bags. There are some bags out there that you can purchase and bring to the store yourself.
And they are recycled.
Paper bags are also still in use for that.
Okay.
Except for the meat. So, yeah.
What about shopping bags, like at the department stores, like, say, Marshall's or...
Those are above the 2.25.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
So that means they're recyclable.
And trash
no,
bags?
No, they're considered
multiple.
More than single use.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Single use
is kind of a key phrase here.
Yeah. Which is kind of a misnomer because I know a lot of people do reuse the plastic bags.
Oh, we put them in the washing machine in my house.
I use them. I use them for my feet in the winter. Now I'm not going to be. Now
Ralph
I'm not going to be able to.
I think you should probably try your head.
So Ralph has a building near Market Basket in Middleton, and he says he has to send out cleanup crews all the time to pick up these bags.
Anybody that tells me they've never seen a plastic bag in the wild
hanging from a tree
is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What would you define as wild?
In nature. Out and about.
Or at the bottom of your
unattended.
not like your bedroom at home, Chris.
or the tree hanging on your street.
Charlie's been complaining about that.
Chris has them hanging from the ceiling fan.
There are people out there that said they've never, ever seen a plastic bag just out.
That's dumb.
Well, this is breaking news, but this whole recycling thing is a farce.
It is.
I throw all my recycling together. There was a program on not too long ago, this past week, where they showed these bundles of recycled stuff that they were sending over
to
Thailand or China. And it's probably just sitting over there, or they're probably dumping it
into
their
oceans.
Well,
they're refusing to take it now.
They're refusing to take it.
And our recycling costs are going up within the city, as they are everywhere. So, I mean...
It's because
we need to do
better
about
dirty,
not using plastic.
We have what's called dirty recycling, right? Because it's all mixed together
instead of separating
it.
Yeah.
Like they were.
But there's so many. I didn't realize it. Like there's so many grades of like plastic that for us to
just
you know recycle properly, you would need 16 different bins.
Well, hopefully, we're moving in the right direction.
We as society just need to stop. Depending so much on plastic. You cannot go a single hour without touching something that's plastic.
Right. No.
Ralph, you got a Christmas gift that was made of plastic.
Latex.
Yeah, latex.
It's a little different. Ralph, why don't you tell it had a coating on it.
And I re-gifted it back.
Stop and Shop, speaking of places that have recyclable bags, how's that for a segue? Mike was telling me yesterday he saved like 80 cents a gallon with the Stop and Shop gas rewards card. Who's taking advantage of that?
Oh, they do. What I do is I just give them to my son because he has a truck. You know what I mean? Like I have my Prius, so I don't need all those. I don't really need all that. But
so he has your gas card? Or?
No, but if you, we all have the same, you know,
PIN? Oh,
we all have the same number.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
So
what's your PIN number?
No,
points I get, they go right on your card.
I'll tell you off air.
Kanye West, we know Kanye West's code to get into his phone.
So
when he met with the president.
Mike, tell me about the story.
It's a great thing to do if you're not taking advantage of the Stop and Shop points. You know you should be, and I think you can do up to $1.50 per gallon off. So that would be 1,500 points.
It adds up when
it's
you have
a dollar
like
per point. So like, I know Chris has got.
I got mobile Exxon app.
Two big boys at home, and Mia's there, and family of five. I'm sure he's putting out $1,500 in groceries every month.
Mm-hmm.
So the points expire after 30 days.
His wife doesn't cook.
Yeah. Honey, that came from Joe.
No, she says it. She says it all the time. She doesn't like to cook.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, she makes mean toast.
I mean, for me, with Mikey, just Mikey and I, and Sophia being home now, 800 points, you know, for December.
I'm going to read. I went to the website based on what you had to say. So... You can save up to $1.50 per gallon. You get 1 point for every dollar you spend with your Stop and Shop card. Save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you receive. Points are valid for 30 days.
Oh.
So if you're strategic about this, and say you spent $800, right? That's 80 cents per gallon.
$16, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Take a guess.
Yeah. That's,
now, as
yeah.
Mike's agent, I would like to say that Mike
that's
is
a regatta pie.
Owns stock in Stop and Shop, and he may profit from the uptick in the number of people that now shop at Stop and Shop, but it has no impact on why he's actually advertising.
Like most Shell stations is a car wash, or quite a few is a car wash.
Oh, nice.
And so the one at Endicott Street in Danvers, the car wash is like $9. You get the car wash safe for free. Right? Think of it that way. Or there's a Dunkin' Donuts usually around the corner from every Shell station I've ever been to.
How much do you save, Mike?
For those people that like Dunkin' Donuts coffee or what they serve over there, there's another opportunity to go, you know.
I think their coffee's improving also.
Yeah,
because they all Dunkin' Donuts are everywhere have gotten new machines, and they're trying to compete with Starbucks. So they've been having training programs to learn how to make a real cappuccino and a real espresso and stuff. And so all Dunkin' Donuts are going through that, and I've noticed myself because.
And what's like also a great gesture this time of year, whatever you save maybe in gas that day, if there's a line at the gas station, you can pay for the person behind you or give them $10 toward their gas or pay for someone at Dunkin' Donuts.
She's going to follow you.
No kidding. She's
going to follow you.
Follow Mike around.
I was excited. I filled up in Beverly for $29 on Friday. Friday.
I'm excited because I saved $300 by signing up with Geico. No, I did.
Oh my God! All right, what else you got, Joe?
What else do you got?
Stand up, sit down, front back.
Oh yes.
Oh my God! Okay, I gotta go.
I promised all of listeners.
We need to call Jim.
As a result of last week's podcast, that I would bring another interesting topic to the floor, because inquiring minds want to know. But I'm just curious. These are questions that I have for people, but I just don't ask, and I think it's important.
Really? What's stopping you?
Get these out for discussion, because I think every curious mind wants to know how many people
I see something weird coming.
Come on, keep it going.
When they go number two, is number two poop?
Number two is poop.
Yeah. Exit two.
Do you actually have kids?
Do you stand to wipe, or do you actually stay seated on the toilet and wipe? And if you stay, well, regardless of whether you stand or if you sit, is it the front or the back?
Wipe from the front, wipe from the back is all you ask them.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You stand up when you wipe, and you go front to back.
Wait a minute.
Front to back.
I'm really confused. Don't you people have wipers?
Wipers.
I have a private wiper.
We don't have bidets, no. Yeah. Only the old time greasers have the fucking bidets.
I have a private wiper. It comes every morning.
Melissa has
between 7 and 9.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I'm still wondering where the interesting topic is that you promised the listeners from last week.
That's an interesting topic. I want to know what people actually do. I want to know
the
if I'm in the minority.
You're creating a
a deposit at the front.
I have to apologize to my wife because I should be home making her breakfast right now, and instead I am here listening to this bull crap.
But I will say that in my old house before I moved to Gloucester, and I'm very upset at my wife because when we moved, she wouldn't allow me to take this, but we had this toilet seat that was installed, that was heated. And it had the wand that came out, and you hit the button, and it sprays water up your culo.
No,
swear to God.
So why don't you just buy a new one?
I'm going to buy a new one. They were $350, and you need an electrician to come in. That's another $300.
So I don't know if I want electricity
so in other words,
running through my toilet seat.
But
it's recyclable.
I'm telling you.
If you have low-hanging fruit, that could be a problem with the electricity.
And it had
a little more, you know.
It had an oscillator. Feature. So it was
like I got an idea. Just go out and get your lawn sprinkler, stick it underneath the toilet, and pack your ass over.
Well, he's been doing that outside. The neighbors are complaining about Chris being outside, squatting over his lawn sprinkler.
No,
he's got the best looking grass.
I'm telling you, I'm getting a new one. There's nothing like waking up in the middle of the night and sitting on a warm toilet seat. I'm telling you.
Well, go number
or
two.
At any time
go number two in the middle of the night, Chris. That's an issue. You may want to talk to your GI about that.
Yeah, it's true. It is true.
Well, I sit down when I pee.
Can I tell you that I had the pasta carbonara last night with the fried egg on top?
And, the Franklin?
It was fantastic.
I've never tried that before. I've always
wanted to. It was absolutely fantastic.
It looks like it's around 3,000 calories.
Yeah, but it's the holidays, Kim.
It's made right.
This is the evening of the morning where we went and got the extra pancakes on top of the.
Oh my god! So it was like an 8,000 calorie day.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it was
Ralph and I don't care though. As of January 1st, we're giving up drinking.
We're giving up drinking and eating.
And eating. You're gonna see two new men.
Are you guys doing the polar plunge?
We are. We're gonna
do
the
polar. That's gonna be the
start of it. Gonna be the start of our.
You're really gonna want that heated toilet seat afterwards. Just saying.
Because when people see Ralph and I without a shirt,
they're gonna be like, "Quick, pull them back in the water. They're dying."
That's gonna be the motivation.
Yeah.
For us to lose 5 pounds.
There you go.
I'm totally going to be there now on the 1st just to see.
Well, we're going to be in Speedos, too.
Yeah.
You have to document
Speedos.
It.
This year, Speedos, first time.
Red, white, and blue?
We're trying to get someone that would put the logo on the Beena. Yeah.
The logo.
I have a sewing machine.
She could put it on the back. She put it on the back side, Joe, not the front.
We want the thing right on the Beena.
If you put it on the front, nobody's going to see it because it's going to shrivel up. There'll be nothing to see. You put it on the back side, you get a nice view.
Because we all
the
got big gulus. So,
yeah, the gulus. Like, good morning, gulu.
First of all, these are my conditions for sewing them on the back side.
You have to be wearing them at the time?
Oh
yes,
God, yes.
You can put your name on the ass.
No. They have to be new, unused Speedos.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm not touching. Yeah.
Especially,
and I need them
especially that Chris doesn't have his automatic Google washer. So.
Sometimes I would sit
so you got no
on
flush?
The toilet seat and turn around.
I will attempt. It only has
what?
The last one.
Right,
hour.
No, it's one
so
use thing.
Wait a minute, these are stickers. Just stick it on your gulu. What's the difference does it make?
We could do that.
You could do that,
but it should
be bigger.
No, Melissa likes the challenge.
Or put one on each cheek.
I'm just going to do a little felt.
Felt?
I love it, yeah.
I love
felt. Yeah, and you could glue them on, actually.
Where'd you get
merino
these
wool.
Things?
You got to use merino wool. Okay, listen. Parker River Reserve. Kim went there yesterday.
Parker River National. Yeah,
right. Well, that's a great spot.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, let me put one on my Bichadella.
Which one? Let the voters vote. Which one you like?
Front or back?
I don't know if I want to be sitting here anymore.
You got to turn around.
Wait, we got to get them on the front.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang on, let me.
That's why he came in second.
Front or back?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kim!
Jesus.
She got freaking the close-up.
Oh! This wasn't a nudie shot.
See, we solved all sorts of problems.
He's a thinker. That's why he's a successful businessman. He thinks outside the box.
That's right. I'm the idea guy.
Tell me about the Parker.
That's a beautiful spot. This is good. Good stuff.
It was beautiful there yesterday, but I don't know if anybody is listening.
Yeah, they're listening.
But anyways, it was a two owl species day yesterday. We saw a snowy owl.
Beautiful.
And a barred owl. So the barred owl was beautiful. They're difficult to see because they're kind of like
camouflaged
within the trees, and when they fly down to eat something, they fly down so you can't even see them. It's even harder to see them.
How many people were there approximately?
Just Kim.
There's a crowd. Like when, if you see a crowd, if you're driving to Parker River and you see a crowd, pull over.
Really?
Because it's usually like people with binoculars and long telephoto lenses.
Right.
And And people are really nice. They'll say, oh, there it is.
It's a great thing to do for the holidays with the kids, actually, Joey. Yeah.
My
daughter, right out there.
Yeah, my daughter and I did it yesterday. We had a blast.
Plum Island.
Yeah.
Oh, Plum Island, yeah. Parker River National.
Parker River National.
That was Sandy Point is?
Was?
Yes, that's where that's where Sandy Point is. We went out there. So if you look at Plum Island, it's a long barrier island, and then if you go over to the left,
11 miles long.
It's the it's more residential. But if you go out to the right and you drive all along that whole length, that's part of the National Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah.
But then if you go to the tippy end, that's the state park, and that's called Sandy Hook.
Right, Sandy Point.
I did not realize that was 11 miles long.
Yeah, yeah, it's maybe even 13.
Is it that long?
Yeah, it is. So I have a place there, as you know, and I 5 years ago, I was walking my dog, and we passed a sign, because the dogs go on the beach at this time of year, and I went past a sign on the beach, not knowing, because it was a wicked storm, and loved walking down there in the storm. I was ticketed $150 by a park ranger with a federal vehicle.
Oh, because you crossed the line.
Because I crossed over some line that you couldn't, you know, the storm was blowing, you couldn't see a thing, and it was Christmas week, and then the guy didn't give me a ride back. He ordered me off Sandy Point with my dog Joe, and I had to walk all the way back. It was the funniest thing.
Jesus.
So it's Sandy, because there were a lot of people with dogs. Oh, no, you're not supposed to have any dog in there.
Right, you can't have any dog past the reservation.
Right.
When it turns into a federal park,
right.
No dogs allowed.
No dogs
Mike,
allowed.
You knew that,
right.
Mike.
You know, I did, Chris, and it was just another rule that I've broken in my life.
I know, Mike.
But
I was awful selfish.
I didn't know I was past the sign at that time, but I happened to be about 6 feet past the sign, apparently.
And this is the reason why you lost Gloucester's most eligible basketball.
Yeah. Because
I was out walking by myself with my dog.
With your lovely
without
dog.
A lady.
That was the tipping point.
It was
the
tipping point.
No woman wants to date somebody that crosses the line.
Maybe he got more votes
because
he's walking his dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my dog is the best.
I think Joe probably would have had a better chance of getting more votes than Mike, to be honest with you.
Well,
I'm not eligible. I am ineligible.
Not you, Joe.
No,
I'm talking Joe the dog.
Oh, my dog. He is a handsome. My dog
don't
Joe.
Don't flatter yourself, Joe.
Really? My dog Joe is one handsome motherfucker.
It's not all about you,
right,
Joe.
Your dog is
handsome. I think Mike did awesome considering he doesn't live here.
I agree.
Well, I live about a mile down the street.
I mean, that you're relatively.
I'm just trying to put the word out to the podcast.
It's going to be at least
he's the
like
man of the night of Gloucester.
20 years from now, they're still going to say you're
from
out of town.
He didn't win.
Yeah, you can
from
see him hanging out
at
the street corner.
1 in the morning,
asking women if they want to
the
date.
Streets and the bars.
He's got pamphlets.
The rum lines.
He's got
business cards.
He's got QR codes. This will bring you right to the place where you can vote.
I will see when I walk in the rum line. Recently, we walk in the rum line. I have had some people come over to me and say, "You want to dance again? I love dancing with you." These two women, Ruth and can't remember the other lady, but
who are
fun,
you?
Fun times. No, they want to dance. It's fun.
The White Ellery House. I think this is pretty big news, and I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, because they're
tell people where the White Ellery House is.
So it's right on the circle, right
first
on Grant,
Rotary,
right on the first rotary, right on Grant Circle. And if you're driving around the circle, you might have noticed that they're doing this wonderful renovation on the barn there. And the KPM Museum is going to be using that now to.
Do you know how old the White
Ellery
House is? 17
oh,
something?
1700s. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, they're doing a beautiful job, like everything they do at the museum.
Right.
And it's going to. I mean, over the years, their collections have just grown and grown and grown, so they need extra storage now, and they're going to be using that.
So the White Ellery House is big, kind of like, is it a salt box?
I think so. I think it is a salt box. Yeah, it is, definitely.
From
the
1700s. They've preserved. Have you been in the Cape Ann Museum yet?
I have not.
Ralph, have you been in the Cape?
I have not.
Okay.
January, it's
free,
open to residents.
Free for residents.
Oh, thank God, I'm going.
I'm
going
to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's my next date night.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. It is really worthwhile to go through there.
I know. You have mentioned
free.
That.
It's free.
And it's free. I've been waiting for the time it's free to residents.
A little bit of giving back.
You know when you should go.
I mean, I pay enough taxes, property taxes.
Meal tax. Don't forget about meal tax.
This is really important. So our contributor.
Breaking news. Hang on.
breaking, but it's just really good to remind everybody that Catherine Ryan, who is one of our, you know, best contributors, she's just awesome, and she has organized this incredible show that's going to be there for a whole entire month. So she did the Cape Ann Reads program where she got all the libraries together, and they created a competition for children's book authors, and now it was so successful that she's created the show. I mean, all the artwork is beautifully framed with, you know, thousands of dollars worth of frames, and so she's hung the show, and it's gonna be up the whole month. It's gonna be up the whole month of January and part of February, and she's
Mike's gonna be up the whole month.
I mean,
January
people don't know this about Catherine.
Not after the polar plunge.
If anybody's familiar with Babar, Babar, the children's
which bar?
Babar, the children's
not
book.
The bar.
And Laurent de Bruinhoff family who wrote it, she organized shows for them. I mean,
she's real deal.
She's the real deal. People don't know that about her. Like
she had some big time. And when she was in New York,
right. She represented Robert Rauschenberg for 16 years. Yeah. I mean,
what?
Yes. Yeah.
Not the.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The.
No, really?
Yes.
Who's Robert Rauschenberg?
He's a really, you know, amazing 20th century artist who,
Chris.
You know,
Chris.
Was he the one
who... Can you get out a little bit more?
Did he paint the Sistine Chapel?
No.
No, the dog's playing poker.
But he...
No,
but
did he paint the dog's
playing poker? Paintings go for, like, you know, $20, $30, $40 million.
Don't you have a couple of those dogs, Chris?
I have. I just have a Rembrandt.
But I'm just saying,
I think you really
Catherine,
need a couple Cox originals.
Catherine has done
just
a... extraordinary job doing this. She's working with the museum. She's working with other museums around the other museums and libraries around the area. Because after it's at Cape Ann Museum is the first stop for the show, and it's going to travel to other museums and libraries around the area. So
awesome! Yeah, very cool. Radio Shack at Abacus Computer and the Mac Daddy.
Yeah,
228.
I think that's exciting for everybody.
We lost Radio Shack, which is like,
no, they're back.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Is,
there's the
no,
point.
This is a spoiler alert.
Hi. Good morning, Mike.
Oprah.
No, but Mike's right. They're
Mike's right.
They're back.
Okay. Going back to bed.
They've been very missed, I think, because, you know, I've run into Radio Shack. We all run into Radio Shack to get some electronic little thing, and
that's where I buy batteries.
Yeah. Now the guys who have the Abacus Computer and Mac Daddy, who are awesome.
228 Main Street.
238.
238.
238 Main Street.
I said, that's what my wife calls me, Mac Daddy.
Well, the real Mac Daddy is Thad Bernardi at the computer store, and those guys are awesome. I don't know if you guys know this, but I mean, they are awesome.
They're fabulous.
They're really great.
Where is that spot?
238 Main Street, and
right across from Alexander's Bread Company.
Oh yeah.
And Frank does PCs, right?
Right.
And then Thad does Apple computers, and
so
they have great business, and they, I mean, they've helped me so many times. I buy hard drives from them all the time.
They
They're awesome.
Home calls, house calls.
I think they do. I do think that they do, don't they, Joe? I think they do.
I think they do.
Because sometimes I call them and they say, "Oh, Dad's out on a house call." So
oh, really?
I don't know for sure, but
I'm gonna have them over.
Yeah, they're really
actually,
awesome.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Thank God Mike left.
Melissa, you have a show coming up at Santander.
I do.
In Manchester.
Manchester by the Sea, Santander Bank, or also known as Santander.
Where is that?
Like a physical address?
Yeah, like
it's Manchester. It's not that big.
I know, but like
I have no
downtown.
Idea.
Downtown.
Okay.
It's downtown Manchester.
Downtown. Okay.
It's between Calla's and
the
library.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that narrow that down?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I need an address.
So Mary Barker and myself are going to be displaying our photos for the month of January. So we're hanging on the 2nd, so shows open on the 3rd through February 5th. And there's a reception on the first Saturday of January, so January 5th, like 10 to 1.
Is it, because I've seen some of your schooner photos. Are they schooner photos?
There's going to be a handful of the schooners. It's actually a very large space, and there's room for like 30 pictures,
wow,
25
awesome.
To 30 pictures.
But it's and Mary, fabulous.
Yeah, Mary Bachman does.
Yeah, and she does schooner photos as well. So we partnered up to do this show, and so I'm very excited. It's my first big show outside of Gloucester.
Right, that's tremendous. So, yeah. Congratulations.
Very, very cool.
Bye. Congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Thank you.
Ralph's leaving early, folks.
He's going to go see his mother.
He's going to go see his
All birds.
All birds.
All birds.
Yes. All birds are the sneakers that I have on.
I don't know if I call them sneakers, Chris.
Leisure shoes.
Leisure shoes.
Dress casual.
Very comfortable. There was actually an article. I forget where I read the article, but it's an interesting story about two former professional soccer players that left the sport and decided to get into the sneaker business, and they just wanted something
footwear
basic
business,
comfortable. Like a footwear, right? I'm sorry, you're right. It's footwear. It's not, and that's I think that was their motivation.
I think they call them lifestyle shoes.
Yeah, they didn't want anything with foofy logos or colors. There's only like 10 styles, not even styles. Well, they have now branched out into different...
You can get loafers now.
Loafers, right. But in terms of like the color scheme, it's very limited, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
They're $95, you know.
They last and last.
And they last.
Merino wool is a high quality.
So merino wool, I've talked about merino wool on the blog for how long?
Yeah, at least 5 years.
At least 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's all... The only kind of socks I will wear are merino wool. Because even in the... Even in the summer, I wear a lightweight merino wool because it lets you. They let your feet breathe.
Yeah. Oh, there's different weights.
There's different weights. So you, they regardless, they let your. They are very good at temperature regulating your feet, so they're not sweating.
Why don't they make
when you
underwear.
Walk into my house, that's the carpet I have is all merino wool.
Yeah.
They make merino wool underwear.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So Kim did a whole thing about merino wool. The fibers. The fibers of merino wool are so fine compared to regular wool. Yeah.
And also, when you look at it, if you look at wool fibers under the microscope, it's like a shaft, but then it has all these little pockets going all along the side. And so that traps and circulates the air around. And that's what makes that's what makes it.
And it's a bitch to get the dog hair out of the merino wool carpet, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I bet they stick into the little tiny
pockets. Oh, boy, it's so tough.
But these Allbirds, this brand, you're supposed to be able to just toss them in the washing machine too, right?
I haven't done that yet, but yeah.
They advertise that.
I have done that once.
I recommend shoe trees.
Yeah, I have a pair. Well, I Googled, like about 6 months ago, I Googled world's most comfortable sneakers, and that's what came up. And I really liked the website and read about them, so I ordered them.
Cool.
It's called Black, but it's really a charcol gray.
Yeah,
I think that you have the same color.
Actually, these are the blue.
Oh, those are blue.
My friend has this charcoal gray ones.
Yeah, the ones that are called black, but are really charcoal.
They kind of look like a little houndstoothy.
Yeah, and they also have a black, a dark gray sole too.
Mm-hmm. But there's different color sole. You can get the cream color.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, would you wear those with a suit, Chris, or without the suit? Would you suit up and wear a pair of Allbirds?
I actually wear them in the shower. It's very.
So you wear them to bed?
Kind of like slippers. I wear them to bed.
Charlene commands you to wear them.
I'm dying to give them. I got Tom some for Christmas. So
did
I'm
you really?
Yeah, I'm dying to give them to him.
Oh, Jesus, now he knows.
He does not listen to the podcast.
What? We're insulted.
He is too highbrow. Tom is way too highbrow.
No,
he doesn't critique it?
No, he works a lot of hours.
Way too highbrow for our silly little podcast.
My husband works a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So...
If he were driving in a car, he would listen to it.
I was most impressed about is that I think within the 3 or 4 years that they started selling them, they're like a $1.4 billion company right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was it their sales or valuation?
I didn't pick up on.
They're all over Instagram now.
I think it was sales.
Really,
that's really interesting.
Because they're not public.
Yeah.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so... It's just, it's skyrocketing in popularity.
Well, you notice a lot of the
second pair. The red ones.
And it goes to a point for the young listeners in the audience today. Follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make your own road and get there.
Yeah.
I mean, these two guys, retired soccer players, they didn't know they're going to have a $1 billion company.
And no means yes.
That's about, remember my idea, Kim, that I was my dream?
No. When I say no means yes, that means people are going to tell you that you can't do it.
Kind of like back in high school, Chris, no meant yes back then for you too.
Especially when Joe and I were in the locker room.
Yeah.
really hope no one's listening.
And Joe says, right.
When you grabbed him by the back
you
of the head.
You should do that, Joe. You should do that.
I'm gonna follow my dreams.
Actually,
there are two conversations going on here.
The golf team and the tennis team shared locker room space off.
Get some control of your show, Joe.
You gotta do it.
It's out of control. Joe.
It's a winter project.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Nothing like a winter project.
Okay.
Oh Jesus! I thought that was coming.
I thought that there was the guy coming to get Kimfo when she hit the guy on the side of the road when she was drunk coming home from Essex.
Again?
In the Prius.
In the Prius.
On a Monday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Prius, right?
You know what? That thing can't go fast enough to kill anything.
But it's stealthy. You can't hear it.
Could have been a butterfly that hit the car. It's made of like...
We did not mention a super important topic.
What, Joe?
Next Saturday...
Yes!
The GMG Holiday Barbecue, first ever holiday barbecue.
Oh, right, yes.
Woo!
It starts at 5. Right?
Shout out to Craig Kimberly, right?
Craig's cooking, I'm cooking,
Ralph's
potluck.
Cooking.
What time does it start?
Ralph's cooking, my wife's
cooking.
Your wife doesn't cook.
She's going to make toast for everybody.
I think people could, people should show up around.
your wife's going to open a bottle of wine, maybe some rosé, if there's any left.
Popcorn.
I heard the Liquor Lock has a shortage on rosé.
Oh, nice.
And
so he'll be able to celebrate with us.
Well, he got...
special reservations.
I'm bringing a dessert.
But at 8.
Oh, perfect. You can stop by before. So people come by at 6 o'clock, Cape Angie Clay. That's GICLEE, 20 Maplewood Ave. Melissa's going to be there.
Melissa.
Yes, always.
And are you going to behave yourself this year, Melissa?
Are you going to
I'm sorry, Alicia was the one that left with a lump on her head last year, not me.
That's another opportunity for a date.
I have never been so horrified. I thought we were going to lose everything.
I thought we were going to lose everything.
She was dancing all crazy.
Doing the limbo.
She went down like a fucking ton of bricks, head first. Alicia.
Chris's ex-wife. Alicia Unleashed.
She went down like a ton of fucking bricks, head first.
Into the printer.
Oh.
I thought for sure we were going to be banned from there for life.
Right, because that's...
It's still on Boston. You can search it on Boston.
But come...
Are you going to make your Jello things?
Jello?
No, I didn't make Jello.
No,
she makes
stripper pole penguins.
Oh, the little
stripper
pole
penguins.
Penguins on a stripper pole. That's
actually, I'll make
my Easter thing.
I'm going to make Jello shots.
The peeps on the stripper pole.
Oh, the peeps.
That's the other...
I'm
going to
make Jello shots. You don't make Jello shots.
Hey, I'm going to make an appearance. I'm going to make an appearance.
No, I have a new cute penguin thing, so I'll be doing desserts.
Okay.
I want it to be inappropriate, because it kind of like that's your thing.
I am not nearly as inappropriate as Alicia.
Or Chris. True.
Thank
it's
you.
True. True. You know what? You're lucky he's come around, because he makes you look somewhat respectable. Somewhat respectable, yeah.
Everybody looks better.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
There you go.
Joe, happy birthday.
All right. It's GloucesterCast 312. It's in the books.
Sorry, folks.
Next podcast will be
next
Saturday. We're gonna tape live next Saturday. So come to Cape Angie Clay. If you didn't get a personal Facebook invite, that doesn't mean you're not invited.
Yes, it does.
We want all of our friends of the blog to come.
Yeah.
Potluck, if you think of bring something. And it's BYOB. And you can make a generous donation to the Good Morning Gloucester Fund. No,
GoFundMe page. Joe needs new chairs here in his office.
Yeah, no.
And of course, nowadays in Massachusetts, potluck can mean something completely
different.
Yeah! Hey now!
I like that.
Who brought the gummies?
Yeah.